The door was open when he got home. Not wide open, just enough that he knew immediately something wasn't right. He stood in the hallway for a long moment, keys still in hand, listening. The apartment was quiet, too quiet. No television, no footsteps from upstairs, no sound from the street outside, just silence, like the room was waiting for him to make his first move. He pushed the door slowly and stepped inside. The lights were off, but he could see that the chair near the window had been moved. He was sure of it. He always left it facing the desk. Now it faced the door. He set his keys down on the table as quietly as he could. That's when he heard it. A small sound from the kitchen. Not loud. Just the sound of something lightly touching the counter. He didn't call out. He didn't move. He just stood there in the dark, suddenly very aware that he was not alone. The door was open when he got home. Not wide open. Just enough that he knew immediately something wasn't right. He stood in the hallway for a long moment, keys still in hand, listening. The apartment was quiet. Too quiet. No television, no footsteps from upstairs, no sound from the street outside. Just silence. Like the room was waiting for him to make his first move. He pushed the door slowly and stepped inside. The lights were off, but he could see that the chair near the window had been moved. He was sure of it. He always left it facing the desk. Now it faced the door. He set his keys down on the table as quietly as he could. That's when he heard it. A small sound from the kitchen. Not loud. Just the sound of something lightly touching the counter. He didn't call out. He didn't move. He just stood in the dark, suddenly very aware that he was not alone.